Support for the WXXI Business Report comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle, a local mobile community bank providing financial services to Western New York for 150 years. More online at bankofcastisle.com.
Time now for the WXXI Business Report. Randy Gorbin, good morning. Tell us about the ongoing speculation surrounding a possible merger between Xerox and HP.
Yes, Beth. This story got started last week, and it is still ongoing. No resolution yet. We did hear first reported by the Wall Street Journal, Xerox considering making a cash and stock offer for HP. It's kind of interesting because HP is more than three times the size of Xerox. HP has confirmed Xerox made a takeover offer, but not a lot was said beyond that. Xerox really not commenting so far. There was a report from Bloomberg on Sunday saying that Xerox is prepared to offer HP almost a month for the companies to examine each other's books as they mull over the potential takeover deal. Among the major sticking points, according to Bloomberg, is who actually should be the buyer and who should be the seller. Carol Lombardo is the Wall Street Journal reporter who broke the story. She says one reason the two companies may look at a potential merger is the synergy, the cost savings that might be involved here.
They both make printers, but obviously Xerox is known more for their larger copy machines, the ones that we have in our offices, whereas HP is probably more well known for their small printers, the type we have at home, as well as a huge PC business. So they could also combine forces in terms of diversification.
Lombardo making those comments last week to CNBC. Both companies have been doing things to shore up their bottom line. Challenges facing the market for printers, of course, these days. Xerox showing some strength lately, though, in terms of its finances. They're always trying to increase revenues, of course. And they will have some more cash on hand after they announced last week they're selling that stake in the Fuji Xerox joint venture. Mayor Lovely Warren says the city of Rochester, one of seven cities chosen to participate in a unique grant opportunity through the National League of Cities. It focuses on addressing barriers and basic needs to improve post-secondary completion and workforce success. Warren says once students graduate from high school, there has to be programs available so they can complete the post-secondary education or training they need to be successful in the workforce. The mayor's chief of staff, Alex Udelson, telling us that it's important to get hard data, not just anecdotal information about the types of assistance that is necessary.
We're going to get 18 months of technical assistance to really do a deep dive into these issues and come up with solutions that are supported by data that we can then go back to philanthropy and to our partners in government and really have a record that shows this is the problem and this is how we're going to be able to fix it.
The program will evaluate things like transportation and childcare that sometimes can sideline people who otherwise could succeed in school and at work. It's being supported by the Kresge Foundation and the National League of Cities. The ESL Charitable Foundation announcing a $4 million grant recently to launch three programs at MCC that support student success. They include increasing access to college for people without a high school diploma and financing final credits for students who have exhausted their financial aid just before they get a degree. The announcement of the ESL grant happened last week at an event where Wegmans chairman Danny Wegman accepted a Salute to Excellence Award, which recognizes the Wegmans family commitment to help MCC alleviate student hunger and other issues involving basic needs. The Greater Rochester Chamber of Commerce last week honoring the top 100. That is their list of the fastest growing privately held businesses in the Rochester and Finger Lakes region. Manning Squires Hennig, a general contractor based in Batavia, took the number one spot. Construction firm Steve General Contractor and IT and software development company Avani Technology rounding out the top three. And today, L3Harris Technologies launching a new company-wide employee volunteer service initiative with a number of events around the country. Locally, more than 150 employee volunteers will work on assembling hygiene kits for seniors and other vulnerable populations in the Rochester area. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorbin.